This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Greg Breslow this morning on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed that interview, you can go back on the Odyssey app, which I do all the time. I don't know how much Ted Johnson used the Odyssey app, but it is so flipping easy.
I love it.
You press EEI. You press Greg Hill Show. And then it gives you the little rundown. It says Craig Breslow joined us at 9. You hit
Incredible.
It and you listen to it.
You can just a la carte.
Yes.
What you want to hear from a 4-hour show.
And it works. Unlike a lot of my technology that I struggle with, streaming services, different things, the little circle. Nope. I just listened to it. It's beautiful. 617-779-7937.
Not a lot of commercials. Just so.
No, it's perfect.
Perfect.
If you want to get the content, it's there on the Odyssey app. It's also available on the iHeart app.
Look at a couple of company men out here.
It was super easy this morning. As soon as everyone said, did you hear about Craig Breslow getting booed on the Greg Hill Show? I went right into the app, turned on the interview, and what do you know? Within a minute,
Yeah, it turns out he was booed multiple times because he was booed organically, and then Greg kind of set him up for a second boo when he introduced him to the crowd. Craig, I'm not questioning Cooper Criswell's effort tonight. He said, we're going to go out there and we're going to try to perform. No. I believe he'll try to perform, but he is not a high-level pitcher. He's not a Joe Ryan. He's not a guy you could have acquired at the trade deadline. This is not a Cooper Criswell thing. That's why I'm starting to really feel bad that Cooper Criswell is going to be the lightning rod for booing and criticism that is so unfair to him. All he's doing is showing up and trying to pitch a baseball game. He had nothing to do with the trade deadline. Literally
nothing.
He throws
a no-hitter tonight.
If he throws a no-hitter, I'll be happy to cheer. I will happily cheer.
Real quick, I just noticed this on commercial break on the socials, and it has to do with your interest, Andy, in the starting rotation for the weekend as well. I know you were probably thinking, when they lose tonight, I'll just go back Sunday and watch them win in the Dustin May debut. Sadly, that has been pushed back.
Now Dustin May has been pushed back?
Yes.
We can't even get a Dustin May?
According to Chris Cotillo, Lucas Giolito is now slated to start Sunday, not Dustin May. Now we're going to have to find out if that's because the guy they traded for isn't ready or hurt or both or neither.
Or they maybe just want to salvage a game in this series so they're like, Giolito might actually give us a chance to win. I know who would have given you a chance to win. That'd be Joe Ryan. And John in the car wants to talk about that. The trade deadline, Joe Ryan and more. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on? Andy, it's interesting. You got to sit next to Jared Carabas twins there who think Bob Kraft is actually going to spend some of his cap space. But, let me start with this. Like, I think it sucks. And I think the Red Sox suck for not upgrading their ball club during the trade deadline here. But one thing that I do find interesting is, like, all this reporting and all these stories that come out after the fact about Joe Ryan, because you have people who I, you know, usually trust, like Jen McCaffrey, who says something like, well, they didn't offer any of their outfielders. Well, that could also mean that, or some of their outfielders, that could mean Roman Anthony. And you know what? If they didn't want to give up Roman Anthony for Joe Ryan, I think I'm okay with that. The other thing that I find hilarious is in bringing back up Carabas is that, like, we have to play this game with the Red Sox of, like, is this a state reporter that's given me a bill of goods? But, like, quite frankly, as a Boston sports fan, and I know I might be in the minority, but I'm over the fact that the Boston Red Sox and the New England Patriots constantly have to go back and forth and try to, like, win press conferences and win sound bites and, like, win every sort of interview that they're ever in. Like, I appreciate Brad Stevens and Dombrowski who tell me like it is. Like, we're going to try to do this, and then they try to, and then they do it. I'm done with all these people.
Thanks for the call, John.
The Red Sox suck.
Well, I will say, a lot of times the efforts to win public perception and press conferences and PR is when you're not winning on the field. It's a lot easier to just throw double birds at everybody when you have a good record, when you're going to the playoffs, when the Celtics are winning championships, they're going to the whatever. right? When you're not winning and you're missing the playoffs and you're finishing in last place, that's when you try to start to control the message.
Let me ask you guys this. Did you, to his point, kind of about what Karabas said, there was a lot of people, that cover the team around the team that have kind of been alluding to a big deal was coming. The Red Sox were going to do something at trade deadline, just buckle up, hold on. And then not even close to getting these deals done. So after the fact, it does kind of take away some of the shine from those insiders, quote insiders.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But it also makes you think that, I mean, what were they doing? I mean, this for a month and a half, they have been basically telling you they're about to do something big and they don't. And you got to expect backlash from that, right?
Yeah. Unless, as I said to you, you're brazen and you've done it before and you'll do it again. And you realize we live and we sell tickets and we still have people at our games.
I think before I came on, I heard you guys talking about where you said something to the fact that you think maybe that he got nervous, that maybe Breslow was so confident. I feel like there was a little bit of they might be overconfident that they were going to get a deal done. And that perhaps that they rushed at the end just to get something done. So it looks as if, hey, we did something, and you can kind of justify these, you know, end of the rotation relievers to some degree, but that they really were forced into it because the deals they really wanted, they drugged their feet on, or they were overconfident and lost those on.
And the other aspect here, Fitzy, is that we do need to remember that Breslow is A, new to the job. He has been negotiating big deals for a very short period of time over the last year. And if he's not good at it, then he's not good at it. And what I mean by that is his perception of what's going on, like he could be telling Jen McCaffrey, Jared Karabas, whoever, I've had some good conversations with this team, and we're definitely progressing. And he may have no idea what he's talking about because he's not good at negotiating deals, as Bob
Don't blame me, I'm just a computer.
But at the same time, just a computer, you did pull off perhaps one of the best, if not the best, trade of the offseason by parting ways with a decent amount of talent to acquire a stud lefty in Garrett Crochet. So maybe the league did catch on to him Danny Ainge style, because remember, people didn't want to deal with the Celtics anymore because Danny Ainge never wanted to part ways with his assets and was always impossible to deal with. I can't imagine that Breslow overvalued all the rest of the pieces in Portland and in Worcester as well, and was hesitant to part ways with enough talent to get a deal like this done because Minnesota traded everyone else. But this is what happens when you wait till the last minute to try to get across the finish line. People jack up the prices, and then they end up holding you hostage, and there's a very high risk of losing. And guess what, Craig Breslow? You lost. You blew it.
Ted and Fitzy both did their three-point stances on potential trade targets, so I want to mix in some of those phone calls. Ross in New Hampshire, he has a need. He has a need for something. What is that, Ross?
I need Terry McLaurin. He should do whatever it is to get Terry McLaurin. I think back to the Moss and Welker days. I don't think Pop Douglas can do Wes Welker. Terry McLaurin is a perfect 1A to Stephon Diggs, 1B. Get the man here and help Drake May.
All right, thanks for the call, Ross. Yeah, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Ted, I know you poo-poo it for the trade side, the craft side, the money, the assets, but just on paper, you look at the team in the NFL that has the most salary cap space right now is the New England Patriots.
Yep.
The team in the NFL that even with...
By a wide margin.
Yes, by a wide margin. And the team in the NFL that even with the addition of Steph Diggs is somewhere near the bottom of the league in wide receiver talent is the Patriots. And Terry McLaurin, a guy who has proven the ability to succeed regardless of quarterback. Right? Like, there's some guys you worry, like, oh, he's been with the same quarterback. They got a report. Nope. Terry McLaurin's had a different quarterback every year, and it doesn't matter who it is.
He doesn't have a blemish on his resume.
No.
Like, no blemish. And the best argument you can make for Terry McLaurin is the fact that he's been productive with the also-rans of the league.
Absolutely. So you go from Jaden Daniels to Drake May. Pencil in 1,100 yards and, I don't know, 85 catches, 10 touchdowns. Boom. It makes so much sense. Other than the wet blanket over here, Ted Johnson says, They're not going to trade multiple second round picks and then hand the guy $30 million a year. That doesn't sound like a craft
especially
move.
At that position. They don't like wide receivers.
That's true. He did leave the door open for that for a pass rusher named Micah Parsons, who's also on the trade market. 617-779-7937. We'll continue to take your phone calls. If you want to talk these NFL trade possibilities for the Patriots, we're happy to discuss it, even if Ted is poo-pooing it. But we also continue to break down what the hell happened at the trade deadline. Why are the Red Sox where they are? And Alex Cora, scheduled to talk to the media in the next 10 to 15 minutes or so. We will play you Alex Cora answering for the inactivity at the trade deadline. Not really his job, but it's part of the job that it comes with $21 million. Alex Cora, your phone call's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.